Get ready for an uplifting experience with Coached Soul. Join us as we bring you the dynamic duo of Steve Hudgens, a licensed professional counselor, and Kenya Evelyn, a transformational leadership coach. Together, they'll guide you through engaging episodes filled with valuable insights and actionable tips on mental health, relationships, self-care, emotional well-being, and personal growth. Coached Soul is your go-to podcast for empowering discussions that will help you thrive. So let's get started and welcome our hosts, Steve and Kenya.
All right, welcome back to Coach Soul. I mean, Kenya, what a beautiful day for getting on a podcast.
It is, you know,
are we living in fear? Are we living life to the fullest?
Mm-mm.
You know, it amazes me how much we can dive into being programmed into fear, and we get sucked into a variety of different things. I know 3 years ago when COVID was hitting, people thought I was a conspiracy theorist because I was against the vaccination. It wasn't about just you and being against you. No, it's being able to be proactive in your health. Well, and that goes back into a conversation I had about the VA that was refusing my medical care, and I had to call Washington, D.C. to report it for them to fix what was happening when you have a practitioner that falsified information to my record. You have to be an advocate for yourself and your health and not fearmonger over what's happening.
I mean, there's so much that you just said. I mean, an advocate for yourself just means that you believe that who you are matter and your voice matter, and you're here, that you listen to your intuition, which is your soul, your spiritual GPS, and you just go forward even before the doctors or outside experts, if you will, give you your diagnosis. There's this inner knowing that we get to trust, that we get to be adjusted into trusting more of these insights, of this intuition, or this divine guidance, if you will. And the other thing I want to reflect back what you just said is this whole fear. Can we just lay down that fear is not an enemy? Okay, let's breathe with me. Fear will always be here. Love will always be here. Everything, it will coexist. The big question here is, can you be so aware? Can you be so in tune to not allow it to drive your boat? Not allow the reptilian brain we were talking about before we hit record. You know, it's ancestry DNA, it's ancestry brain, it's survival. Like, do not get out of the cave or else you get eaten by a tiger. Don't do anything different. Don't go outside of the herd. And sometimes there's not really a knowing of the why. It's really a visceral, don't stop it. It is not your heart speaking. It's not even your brain speaking. It's the survival frequency that stop us from living fully, right? Your first question, are we living in fear? If you're not aware, absolutely. Because our default is fear. Our default is actually, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to lay a foundation here first, because here's what I want to lay down is that each person has their own set of rules and guidance within themselves.
Yes.
Okay. Kenya and I are not saying this is what you have to do. Okay. You are free will listeners. You're able to do what is best for you. What I'm sharing is what I know best for me, because yes, I'm a mental health professional. I look outside the box. I look at mental, spiritual, emotional. I look at the foods, holistic, all these things, because this is what I've learned for me. Okay. I can say, hey, here's some information. Go seek it out. And that's where that vaccination came from. I went back into the 80s where there was patents and things of that nature in China and all this about COVID prior to COVID hitting the fan. So when I looked at the vaccines and how they were doing it, it really wasn't a vaccine. And it's funny because here we are 4 years later into the vaccines, and what's the medical reports coming out? It was dangerous. It's killing people. And so when we say that, we can put some
They're
information
still
out
offering
there.
boosters. They're still offering boosters. So
Correct.
if you still think that that's the way, you have a choice. Back
But
to.
like you said, fear, is it our enemy or can it be a friend or both?
I don't think we're sitting here with the fear of eliminating our humanity.
There
We
you go.
cannot eliminate our humanity. We can see it as holistically. When I say our default is fear, I actually saying, heck no, I know that Kenya's default is not fear at all. My default is not fear at all. My default is love. My default is abundance. My default is faith in my awareness. But if I was not aware that I do have choice over my emotions and my feelings, that I can sense my feelings, but I'm not defined by it, that I would not allow myself to be in an environment. Remember, we talked about our closest five, where I'm indoctrinated by fear, hunger, concepts. By it's all programming. You, we, you, I, we're all programmed. The question is, are you programming yourself and taking control of, I no longer want to be programmed over this. I am taking control of my codes. Like, my brain is the most incredible computer because it is. And I am taking a scan, that's another word for awareness, of my the expired codes. Like, the reptilian brain will always be there. That's ancestral. Run, adrenaline, all the things. Okay. Do you need to lean on it for your decisions? I hope not. I pray that you don't.
You know what's interesting, Kenya, is most people are afraid of death. And I find it interesting because there's several books about the dying and what they go through prior to dying and the regrets and things of that. And when I think about programming, how often do we program ourselves into the mass mob mentality, so to speak? And we get sucked into the mob mentality that it feels
That's the word.
awkward.
No, that's the word. I don't believe we're programming ourselves to the mob mentality. We really allow, if you are not aware, you are in it. I'm just saying because it is. If you're not aware, then you have been through the movies, through your mother's, grandmother's, parents, all the things. And it's survival. It's like, we want you to live. So we're going
Yes.
to keep you stuck in this box, and the smallest, the best, the better, because then you don't have to think for yourself. You just do what you're told. You do, and you cook and you live and you speak the way we have always done it, because we survived. That is the message.
But if we go into survival, we can go to the extreme. What do you do with a person that stocks up on, like they did in COVID? 50 boxes of toilet paper, sanitizer, those type of things to monetize or
So
whatever.
I'm going to honor my husband out loud, and I'm just going to tell him that he needs to listen to this, because I used to be this person. Okay, not through COVID, but the way I grew up as a prepper. So my mother, my grandmother, they will always, buy in bulk and just prep. And it had a hint of religiousness to it, but it wasn't like overly religious. We would just prep because, we have money in this season. So it is out of fear in a way. We have money in this year, so we would buy in bulk, and we would save, and we would cook, and we would do all the things. Now, right now, here's what Jeremy would say. He said, Kenya, if our pantry was full and our garage was full of all the things that are not perishable, and my neighbor knocks on the door hungry, are we going to have enough for the neighborhood? Okay, I want you to think about this. If I am standing up for love, if I'm standing up for preparing to care for my family, and a child, neighbor's child, knocking my door and say, do you have some canned goods? Would I share with them, or would I hoard for my family? So I would never be, here's my answer, I would never have enough to feed the world. Because I know that I will not take, I'm not going to be able to make everyone eat. So I prep for today and I prep for tomorrow, but from a sense of God is really the one supplying all my needs. I cannot save everything for everyone. So yes, I'm still a prepper. I love the idea of being smart with your money, smart with your condiments, smart with buying in bulk. I still do the things, but it's out of the abundance of the moment. Does that answer your question?
You know, when you think about the abundance within the moment, you know, we it's the programming of social media that says, oh my gosh, go stock up on water. NATO is saying get prepared because we're going to have a war. It's all these things of it's the fear mongering that's there that doesn't help. So when I think about what we're sharing here, it's about learning how to prepare yourself to be grounded. Grounding helps.
And to move, to make your decisions, to prepare, to bathe yourself, to buy your toilet papers, your canned goods, from a place of, because I can.
And that's where it's at. It's always being able to, you know, when I think back, going back, I'll backtrack a little bit. You know, when growing up, my father would say, if you put money back for yourself and pay yourself, you could be a millionaire by 30. Holy cow. Did I ever listen? No, because I'm not a millionaire. And, you know, it's here are these signs that tell you how to prepare yourself. Now, I grew up understanding that you pay a car payment. Let's say it's $100 a month. And, you know, math has got to be easy here. So $100 times 12 is $1,200. But if you divide that by two, that's $50, and you pay for 26 weeks. You know what you're adding? An extra month of car payment. So it's $1,300. So it's learning how to be proactive and learning something new. Sure, you may not find it hard to, well, I can't pay $100 a month on a car payment, or much less $50 every other week. But if you pay the every other week, you get the car paid off a lot quicker. So it's learning how do we work smarter, not harder, as we ground ourselves into being able to know what's true and not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I admit I got sucked into some of that COVID stuff when it first came out. I was putting a glove on before I touched the ATM machine. And I got, wait a minute, heat kills germs. So it doesn't make any sense to me. So I started researching my own stuff. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I remember they were telling us to put masks on. And I talked to my palliative care at the time, and I said, aren't we creating another Legionnaires' effect disease when we put these masks on because we're breathing in our own crap in again? Mm-hmm.
Carbon dioxide. Here's what you're really saying. It's not just the ABC of survival during the pandemic or the plandemic, whatever.
Right.
But the frequency of fear took over. And now we actually didn't trust anything.
Correct.
We didn't trust to hug someone, to kiss, to talk, to eat. Nothing. You didn't trust yourself. It was craziness. And let me tell you what the frequency does to the world. It increases.
Mm-hmm.
It increases. So I'm not here to say something about the past. I am saying that if you have awareness that which frequencies you keep recreating today, you know, you just mentioned that you met someone that you know, talked to you about your past health conditions and already gave you a diagnosis. I mean, how dare? No one can give anyone a diagnosis.
Right.
I have met actually plenty of people that have a serious diagnosis and they're like, you know what? I'm taking control of my diagnosis. And through comedy and through changing their frequency, through changing their food, through love, they still live. So what are you believing is really my question for today.
You know, that is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what are you believing?
Here's the thing that I want to challenge, because we can believe one thing today and believe in something totally different tomorrow. And some people, when they do that, get into a guilt trip because I should have saw that in the past. And when I think about that type of programming, it's not about regret of the past. You gain something new, knowledge that helps you to increase the person who you are. You define yourself, not letting outside factors. You know, I saw a doc and I'm in great health. They like all my numbers. It's how do you look in the moment? And I am so impressed at my brothers and sisters who have served in the military, that I have a friend who lost half of his skull due to an IUD. Both legs, wasn't expected to live. His wife was flown over to Germany to sit with him. She sang him back to health, and here he is, living, speaking, walking. It's the attitude and where we are at. We can let the fear and the programming of things to define and for us to squash who we are. Or do we rise it above and be able to look at, yes, some fear is healthy, but question it if it's starting to what? Squash our spirit. How are we going to rise above where things are if we just stay in the moment of depression?
Well, this is where awareness kicks in. And this is why we will not have, we'll never have enough podcasts about love and self-love. Because here's the thing, in the moment that you look back, okay, let me speak in first person because I find it to be more powerful. In the moment that I can and look back and I say, shih tzu, I can't believe I did this. Oh my gosh, I made the wrong choice. I mean, what the heck? I've read the books and I still da 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 da, and I go on the rant. It's completely self-destructive to everything that is truth about me, to my self-esteem, to my confidence, to my self-trust. So I'm not telling you, listeners, that I don't have the thought of self-beat up. The thought still comes, but I stop it. I say, delete, delete. The truth is, write that down. It's a technique. It's the most simple thing I can teach my clients. Now, if you receive the thought as a gift, it's like, oh, if you receive the thought as a reflection, and you keep looking at it, it's like, oh my gosh, I really did mess up. Oh my gosh, I married the wrong person. It destroyed, I wasted 20 years. Did you really? No. That version of you did the best you knew how. It must get to be celebrated. It must be seen. It must, and I'm being passionate about this because this is how we heal as a collective. When you take a stand that you are beautiful as you are, that you were perfect and whole as you are, even if you don't even know what I'm talking about, you just receive it. Because let me tell you something, you receive crap as truth every day. But somehow we're used to receive bad codes, codes of low self-esteem. And so, yeah, that resonates. I am a piece of whatever. But when I'm here saying, guys, you're not, you're a light in this world. If you allow yourself to make it bigger, the things that are bright about you, your brilliance will take over.
You know, Kenya, I just had an illustration that just popped up when you were talking about this to give an illustration. What I would like to do is provide an illustration. In the last 10 minutes that we have of this podcast, we talk about all this programming, what happens to us. What I would like to do is shift it to how do we get out of this programming? What are some things that we can provide for our listeners to pop out of it? Because, you know, when you talk about we get crap every day, you know, it's interesting because how often do we get around crap? We can smell it right off the bat.
100%.
But if we stay, it's like being in Hereford, Texas. If you ever been to Hereford, oh my gosh, it's a Cali smelly environment.
But you get used to it, don't you?
Yes.
Come on now.
You get used to the smell of being around cows and things of that nature. And so, you know, what happens to us is that we allow ourselves to gradually be allowed to be, okay, that smells not so bad as it is anymore.
Well, Steve, I'll go one level deeper. It smells familiar.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It smells familiar. Oh yeah. Self-beat up. I actually don't need self-beat up because I grew up listening to my mom beat me up, my dad beat me up, my blah, 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 blah. So it smells familiar. If you want to change your life, and I know that many of you don't, you say you do, but you really don't because you're pretty comfy in the familiar.
Right.
But maybe, just maybe, the balance between pain and pleasure is so off that you're willing to do what it takes. I'll rephrase. You're willing to become, you're willing to be what it takes. And that be is you taking a stand to embrace the new, to embrace the unfamiliar, and to design and become more aware. Listen, another word for aware, illustration. You buy yourself a red Tesla. And now you go down the road and all you see are red Teslas all around you. In the moment, you're like, oh my gosh, are they really telling the truth? Now I dare you to look around in the commercials, in the movies. I know you're going to say, can I stop watching news long time? Great. Do you still watch movies? Because they're in every movie. Kids movie, teenagers movie, big girl movie, big boy movie. I mean, bad language, unforgiveness, rejection, abuse. That's actually what sells.
Unfortunately, that is what sells because it's the familiar.
Familiar.
And it's odd because when you start standing up for what's right, you're the one that's wrong. And I'm hoping
stop
a paradigm.
Right, stop right there.
Okay.
When you stand up for what's right, you will perceive that you were wrong. And what Steve says, he's not talking about the outside people, your family, the people that doesn't have your glasses, your perception. He's talking about self-judgment. Because in that moment, you start judging yourself. I know because I did. You're not going to need anyone to actually judge you because you're going to be judging. So let's just clean up, just clear this frequency right here. Because if you do decide, please also sign up to bypass the self-judgment. Because it's going to show up. Have you seen, you know, the circle of grief? First this happened and then da, da, da. Okay, that's the circle of standing up. First to decide. Then you know that the next level is going to be judgment, self-judgment. And then you're going to lean in courage. Then you're going to lean in love. And with courage and love by your side, self-love and courage, and of course, being one with God, now you can actually attract and manifest people that have similar lenses so you can walk together.
You know, it's important for us to be constantly aware. You know, when I think about awareness, it's listening to and filtering what other people say. But it is being able to do what you feel is best and right for you. You know, when I think about what's doing the best for you, it doesn't mean that I'm stepping on anybody else either. It is a healthy decision and choice that if I choose to say, look, I don't want to talk about this topic anymore. That's putting healthy boundaries into place. And that cycle you were describing, the first thing that I popped in my head was a narcissist and a codependent. That vicious cycle that they go through. It's when we get into a situation that we begin to question, it may seem as a struggle, but at the time that I look at it, that we can look at it two different ways. It's a struggle and a void, or we can embrace it as growth, period. So helping us to develop something better than where we've been. What do you think
No,
about that?
I would add playfulness, babe. I would add
Yes.
playfulness because let me tell you, all the times in my life that I looked smart but wasn't having fun, it was heavy.
Yes.
It was heavy. So if you actually want to, it's just have different experiences in your day-to-day life. If you want to have, it doesn't start by, oh, that will be nice, Kenya, if my husband, that will be nice if my wife, that's not it. It's you, babe. It has always been you. You have the power and the decision maker to shift your glasses, your perception, and then your behavior. And it will look a lot like feeling weird at first, like trying a new pair of jeans. It will feel a little different. Until it shapes to you, it becomes your new coat. I promise you, that will be a life of more happiness, a life of more fulfillment, a life of more fun. And maybe I don't want you to think about the lifetime. I'm really calling you to think about today. Just for today, try this on. You don't need to marry something. Being curiosity, just try it on. See how it fits. See how
You
it fits to
know,
be playful.
it's like a baby. We forgot how to be curious. Babies are they can crawl and they're gonna stand up and they're gonna touch and they don't they're trying to get used to and adapt to the world around them. And yes, we have this adult mind, but we seem to have forgotten how to be curious because the fear of the programming stops us.
It stops us. And you know what? I remember little Kenya. I remember vividly not wanting to grow up. I remember saying those words out loud. I was like, I don't want to grow up. Can I just stay a child? And looking back, what I was sensing is you guys look so tight. You guys look so like unhappy. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with this. And here I am catching myself having a lot of tightness in my motherhood experience, a lot of tightness in my wife experience, a lot of tightness in my experience of going after my dreams until I notice that I'm tight. So, listeners, please, right now, are you tight? Like, how's your shoulders? How's your hips? Like, can you move in the chair? Or are you just, because Our Body Keeps the Score is a book that everyone gets to read when you feel called to. I did not say go to Audible and download now. It's not for everyone. It's a long book, but it will open your mind about how your body is literally recording things even before your birth,
I
your
want to
brain.
close out with this because I like how you brought this up because I call it awareness. When I used to work downtown Tulsa, I would drive about 20 minutes from Broken Arrow into Tulsa. Broken Arrow is a small community on the east side of Tulsa. And I was working as a telecommunications engineer. I was working downtown in a cell tower, and that's where we our engineering group was at. Well, you're driving on the BA at 6:30 in the morning, and traffic is like New York traffic, bumper to bumper.
Wow.
Okay. And it's dark. And I'm like, I'm 5 minutes into my drive, and I'm like, Steve. And my muscles starting to relax. My hands started to come off the steering wheel instead of white knuckling. When you start feeling tight, it's bringing that awareness.
Yes.
So as soon as I said, Steve, I knew. And it's okay to talk to yourself like that. Hey, what's going on?
Stop
it. Begin to relax yourself. Change that music. You know, music has an impact too. You know, and listening to our music right now that's taking us out of this podcast, you know, be mindful, be aware, and, you know, you don't have to be afraid.
And you're one. You're one. Awareness in your body, your mind, and spirit, you can pick and choose. You're one. So correct. Your body's giving you clues. Watch it.
Until next time, take care.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Coached Soul, where we aim to empower and uplift you on your journey towards personal growth and well-being. Remember, as you navigate through life, you don't have to do it alone. We encourage you to reach out to professionals, seek support from loved ones, and take the time to prioritize your own well-being. Stay tuned for future episodes filled with even more valuable insights and actionable tips. Remember, you have the power to thrive. And with Coach at Soul by your side, anything is possible. Until next time, take care, stay empowered, and keep shining your brightest light. For more information, contact Kenya at kenyacoachedsoul.com.